Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2968, and today's date is January 9th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Spotlight Turned on Big Pharma, Truth Belongs to the People, They Were Warned. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, when the central bank came into existence in 1913, they had a plan, they had an agenda, and we can see that this wasn't the first time they've tried. The private Western Central Bank system has been around for thousands of years, and they always seem to seep back in, and they always seem to take control, and they did take control here in the United States. Now, I do believe the founding fathers, they were fighting against this. They didn't want a private Western Central Bank. They wanted the people to coin their own money. They didn't want to borrow the money from a private corporation. And this is why we've had 3 private Western Central Bank systems here in this country. Every time they were removed, what happened? They tried to come back, and they did come back. And the last one is the Federal Reserve. Now, they called it Federal Reserve because they wanted to seem like it was part of the government. And this is an illusion that they created. Actually, everything that they created here is an illusion because their system doesn't benefit the people. The system breaks down over time, and the value of the currency continually breaks down over time. And as it breaks down over time, they need to introduce certain things like credit. They need to introduce the idea that, hey, if we move manufacturing, things are going to be cheaper. They need to introduce that, hey, you know what? You shouldn't just have one person working in the family. You need 2. And maybe even each person have maybe 2 jobs, because that would be even better. They had to get everyone used to making payments. They do this because their system breaks down over time. And now the people are at the point, and we're at the end of their system, where the system is really breaking down because we have a huge amount of debt. The value of the currency is dropping. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was coming. So they set it up so everyone can see very, very clearly how the system actually breaks down over time and what is causing it and how the deep state players, the Fed and all the rest, how they're not going to do anything to try to solve this problem. And I do believe Trump is going to be coming in and he's going to let everyone know that this all could be reversed very, very easily. We can just go back to the way it was and actually probably even make it a lot better, because I do believe in the end what they're going to do is they're going to go after the private Western Central Bank. If we got off of the fiat currency and we went back to sound money where we weren't borrowing currency with interest attached, think about all the things that would change. Think about all the money laundering. Think about the unlimited credit card that where they can continually borrow and borrow and borrow. And I'm talking about the Federal Reserve. Think about if you got rid of all that, what would the corrupt politicians actually do? Because they wouldn't be able to get all this money. They wouldn't be able to launder the money. They wouldn't be able to feed this money into the World Economic Forum, into the WHO, into all of these different areas. All of that corruption, everything that they set up would come to a screeching halt because they depend on the open credit card. They depend on the money laundering to get this type of money. And if you really go back in time a little bit and you think about when Trump was in the White House, what did he do there? He told everyone, listen, the United States is not going to be paying for all of this. We're not going to be paying for NATO. We're not going to be flipping the bill for all of this. So the other nations are going to have to cough this money up. And other nations started to cough the money up. Think about what he did with the WHO. He said, we're not going to be funding the WHO anymore. We're done with this. If the United States got rid of the private Western Central Bank and all the other countries got rid of the private Western Central Bank systems, we got rid of the IMF, and there was sound money in place, most of these organizations that are run by the deep state players, they wouldn't even exist today. And I'm talking about all these systems that have been operational for a very long time, even the World Economic Forum. Because think about it, they're receiving funds, the UN, all of it, they're receiving funds from the corrupt cabal that have been put in place. They weren't elected into these positions. They were installed, and they are continually money laundering and funding these different operations. And just think about the omnibus bill, which is worth $1.7 trillion. Where do you think most of this is going? And if you really look at it, now the system is completely falling apart. The people's attention now is brought to inflation, high fuel costs, and Trump is saying, listen, this is what they have done. Look what they have done. It's going to get worse. Most likely, the market's going to come down a lot. It doesn't have to be this way. This can be turned around very, very quickly, and he's already giving a solution to all of this. And I do believe this solution goes far beyond just controlling inflation. It goes far beyond just making the country energy independent. I do believe the solution is removing the private Western Central Bank system. And once you remove this, a lot of this corruption would completely disappear. A lot of these agendas would disappear. Why do you think they didn't move forward with the Paris Climate Accord when Trump removed the United States from it? Because they didn't have the open credit card. So if they don't have the funds, they can't push their agendas. It's that simple. And now I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going after the source of all of this. And we're going to be talking about how the illusion is kept up and how the dollar has been breaking down over time. And it's going to continue to break down because this is how the system works. And I'm talking about the private Western Central Bank system. It doesn't get better. It just breaks down over time. It cannot be sustained. But when you look out in California, what do you see? Well, they're using this system. And I remember when Trump was arguing with Newsom about the bullet train that they were creating, billions of dollars were sent over there and they wanted more and more money and there was no progress on the train. Where was all this money going? Remember when they had forest fires out there and they needed more federal funding and Trump said, all you got to do is clean up the forests. But how come you didn't do this? Where did the money go? This is money laundering 101. Now Newsom is out there asking the Biden administration to make federal aid available to California for flood relief, just months after billions of dollars in federal spending compounded the state's budget surplus. Newsom said that he had requested a federal emergency declaration, which would make federal funds available. And right now, they had a surplus. Now they're saying they have a deficit and they need more money as usual. Where are all these funds going? Think about it for a second. It's the same in all of these blue states. Actually, we need to shut down the private Western Central Bank. The states shouldn't just be continually asking for more and more money. It's absolutely ridiculous. But we could see what's happening out in California. It's going to get a lot worse out there because the economy's breaking down. They're trying to move everyone into the Green New Deal, which is not going to work. They have no plan whatsoever. And SoCal Gas out there, which supplies natural gas throughout Southern California, they're warning consumers this weekend that their next bills will be unusually large, blaming it on the unusually cold winter weather across the nation. What do we have, like a week of cold weather? I mean, really think about it. How long did it really last? It didn't last that long, maybe 2 weeks at the most. And all of a sudden, they're already warning their customers? Or is it because fuel prices have jumped up, natural gas has jumped up, and now people are going to have to pay a little bit more money? And remember, out in California, their entire agenda is to try to bring everyone to the Green New Deal. They can't even keep the lights on out in California. And at this point, they have no plan whatsoever, even though they keep making all this legislation. Oh, yeah, we're going to have no gas cars. Oh, yeah, we're going all green. They have really no plan. If whatever they did with the bullet train, where they were trying to build this high-speed train, if they're doing the same thing with the Green New Deal in California, people are going to have no energy whatsoever because they spent billions and billions of dollars on this train. Where is it today? So do you really trust them that they can switch everyone to the Green New Deal where they're going to have solar panel, wind generation, and everyone's going to get electric? They can't even keep the electric on with what they have today. Really think about what's happening out in California. We really need to watch this because we can see that it's completely falling apart. And if this is what they want for the rest of the country, well, we don't want to head in that direction. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Ron Paul put this out, and he is discussing the truth about the U.S. dollar. And he said, before we get started this week, I want to show you a chart. And he shows a chart where at one point he removed all the labels. It just has a line graph. And it starts off on the top left, and then it goes down to the right side, and it declines over time. And he says, if this chart showed the stock price of a company, would you invest in it? If it's the price of a commodity, would you be a buyer? I think everyone would say, absolutely not. Why would I do that? What if you were already heavily invested in this enterprise? Would you hold on and hope for better days ahead? Or would you look at that long downward slide and cut your losses and just walk away? Now, when I say long downward slide, I do mean long. Here's a bit more information. The chart above includes data for over a century from January 1913, very interesting on that date, January 19th, to October 2022. Well, this isn't a stock chart. It's not a commodity price. This chart shows the weakening purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is only strong in comparison to other currencies. Take the euro, for example. Adjusted for inflation, the euro has lost about 35% of its purchasing power since its introduction in 1999. The yen, it's down 23% against the dollar this year alone. Take a look at the three other major global currencies compared to the US dollar, and it's plain as day, they are not doing well. As we've seen, the US dollar has lost the vast majority of its purchasing power since the Federal Reserve was established in 1913. So the US dollar is strong in comparison to other currencies, but only because their purchasing power is falling faster than the U.S. dollars. So what's really happening? The central banks of the world are engaged in a race to the bottom. They're all printing money at an unprecedented rate, and the effects are being felt everywhere. It's no coincidence that the worldwide inflation rate is near double digits. As Bloomberg recently reported, 8.8% globally, according to the IMF, ranging from 2% all the way up to 210%. Now, the only way to restore the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is to stop the money printing. The only way to do that is to end the Federal Reserve and return to a monetary system based on sound money. So really think about what's happening right now. Other countries, their currency is falling faster than the U.S. dollar. Remember, the U.S. has the private Western Central Bank of all central banks that controls pretty much everything. Yes, I know the BIS is the central bank of all central banks, but Federal Reserve is actually calling the shots around the globe because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world. Now, other currencies, they're devaluing a lot faster than the United States dollar, which is not really United States dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note. It's an instrument of debt. That gives the illusion that the dollar has incredible buying power. But if you had another country that was backed by gold, let's say, and gold was not manipulated by the Federal Reserve, or Bitcoin, which was not manipulated, the purchasing power of that current of that country would be far beyond any other fiat country that is using the fiat system. It would be like night and day. And this is something the private Western central bankers never wanted anyone to see. This is why they needed to manipulate the gold market, the Bitcoin market, because they needed everyone to think and believe that, oh no, this is normal. This is how it works. So the illusion is that the dollar is still doing well. But when you look at it over time, it has lost almost all of its value. And as time goes on, there'll be no value left in the currency. Actually, if you go back to certain countries like Argentina, Weimar Germany, and all the rest, Zimbabwe, they experienced all of this. And this is why the private Western central bankers want to take us out of this system and bring us into a new system, because their system is reaching the end. And once they reach the end, they just can't let it completely implode, because people would notice that, whoa, wait a minute, I need to spend $50 on a cup of coffee. When I go food shopping, it's $1,200. See, people at that point would go, well, wait a minute. And especially when wages aren't keeping up. I mean, if you just go back in time and you say, okay, back in 2020, I paid $1.79 for a dozen eggs, and now they're anywhere from $5, $6, $7, depending on what eggs you get. People now, they think this is okay. But if you talk to a person back in, you know, 2020 or 2019 and said, listen, in two, three years, you're going to be paying $5, $6, $7 for eggs, what do you think people would say back then? Well, that's crazy. How are we going to live? And what happens if you told them that your wages aren't going to go up? People would say, well, this is going to be very difficult. What happens if you go back in time and you talk to people where fuel back then was, say, 99 cents? It was 87 cents. And you said, listen, in the future, you're going to have to pay either $4 or $5 for a gallon of gas, and your wages aren't going to really go up that much. It's not going to keep up with all of this. The people would say, well, how are we going to survive? Well, here we are today, where we're experiencing all this. And the people are wondering, how are we going to survive? Because it's getting worse and worse. The system breaks down and they've run out of options. I mean, in the beginning, yes, they could say, listen, you can finance your car for 24 months, 36 months. Oh, wait, now you can finance your car for 48 to 60 months. Oh, wait, now you can finance your car to 60 to 72 months. Oh, wait, no, financing is not really a good option. Yeah, I know you'll own it afterwards, but let's go to renting, which is leasing. You know what? You can lease this car for 24 months. Remember, it started out like 24 months. Then it went to 36 months, then to 48 months, then to 60 months. Remember when it started out, there was no down payments? Then all of a sudden, they needed a down payment, and the down payments got bigger and bigger and bigger. Because what is happening is the value of the currency cannot purchase the same exact item. You need more and more of it. And that shows you everything you need to know. So basically, this has been breaking down this entire time. And I think people are starting to realize it and understand it. And Trump, he is continually giving solutions to all these problems. And I do believe he's going to be coming up with quite a few of them. But he already started to put the idea out there that it doesn't have to be this way. And everything can be reversed very, very easily. He put this out on Truth Social. He said, remember just 2 years ago when we had a strong border, no inflation, and we're energy independent? It can all happen again and fast. Make America great again. Now, this was all caps right now. That's how he put this out there. He's screaming it out there. It doesn't have to be this way. And it can happen again very, very fast. We can reverse the inflation. We can make the country and energy independent. We can do all of these things. And he's already beginning telling the people that this is very easy to do. No matter how bad it gets, no matter what the Biden administration does, the puppet masters, the World Economic Forum, the private Western central bank, I do believe that Trump, he knew that this was their playbook. He's allowing them to do this because he wants the people to see the truth about the Federal Reserve. He wants the people to see the truth about the puppet masters, the World Economic Forum, the private Western central bank. He wants the people to see all of this so in the end they can make a logical decision. He's going to give you solutions and truths, saying that this is what we can do. Yes, the House then is going to take this and try to say, we have a solution, let's go for it. And most likely the Senate will block it. Or if the Senate does pass it, I wouldn't be surprised if Biden vetoes it. He's kind of trapped in all this. And remember, Trump's tax cuts are now expiring, which means the economy is not going to get better. It's going to get worse as time goes on. And once again, this is another trap that Trump set up, because if Biden renews them, it shows that Trump was right. If he doesn't and the economy gets worse, it shows that Trump was right. So no matter which way they go, they're trapped in all of this, especially with what is happening and with what Trump is putting out there. And he's letting everyone know that, yes, this is easily fixed. All right, let me know when you're ready. Let me know when we can make America great again. And I do believe we're going to see message after message after message. And the people are going to get the hint that Biden, the Fed, the World Economic Forum, the rest, they're not doing anything to help. They're doing everything to cause this problem. Trump is giving the solutions to fix all of this. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they're having a very difficult time. They never expected to lose control of the narrative. They never expected for the truth to come out. They never expected the people to actually learn about the truth. And really think about this. Think about everything that Trump said while he was in the White House, after the White House. Think about all the things that he was telling everyone, that they spied on his campaign, they cheated in the election. Everything that he said has come true. And think about what Durham has done from the very beginning. It showed very slowly and very methodically, look what these FBI personnel have done. Remember the first one where they had this guy Klein, where he changed the email to get the FISA warrants? He actually went in and changed the email. That was just the beginning. Think about the trial with Sussman. Was it really about Sussman, or was it to bring out the information that Hillary Clinton was behind the Alpha Bank hoax and get that recorded under oath? Then think about the Danchenko trial, where Danchenko was really on trial, or was he, or was it the FBI, where Durham came out and he exposed that the FBI used a fake dossier, uncooperated. They knew it was. They knowingly went ahead and proceeded to get the FISA warrant. Think about what Durham just showed the American people. They never thought that this would be out there. And really think about what he's doing here. He's not building a case against Sussman. He's not building a case against Danchenko. He's building a case against Hillary Clinton. He's building a case against the FBI. He's building a case against the DOJ. He's building a case against the DHS. He's building a case against all of these people, the swamp creatures in DC. And yes, it will lead up to the other people. Now, remember, the deep state players, they never expected any of this to come out. Then the spotlight turned. And then all of a sudden, Elon bought Twitter. And then he started to drop information showing what the FBI, once again, was behind censoring people. They were involved using a fake dossier to get FISA warrants to go after Trump. They were behind censorship on the big tech platforms. Twitter is not the only one. And then more and more Twitter files dropped, and it showed that it wasn't just the FBI. It was DHS. It was the Biden administration. There were elected individuals that were doing this, that were in contact with Twitter, and not just Twitter, it's Facebook, it's YouTube, it's Google and the rest. And now people are learning all of this. They never expected to lose Twitter. Now more files are being dropped out of Twitter. And what are we seeing? We're seeing there are certain big pharma representatives that were pushing censorship. Anyone that talked about the vaccines. This is getting worse and worse. Now the spotlight has moved onto big pharma. Really think about this. Now we have the House. They're prepared and ready to go full force with their investigations. All of this is going to come together in the end. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players. If you really step back and take a 40,000 foot view, what is happening right now? A story is being told. The characters are being introduced. And the people are learning that these characters, these set of characters, yes, they're the same exact people. And let us introduce all of them. Let everyone see who they are. Because as we continually tell the story, these set of characters, and I do believe there's going to be a lot more, we're going to show you what they did and how they use their influence to shut down people, how they used it to control a narrative, how they violated the constitutional rights of the American people, and how they did all of this to overthrow the United States government and the duly elected president. So now you're getting the introduction to all the different characters. Remember, we're watching a movie. It's being played out right now. If you don't know who the characters are, how can you start to put all this together? A story must be told. And that is exactly what is happening. And I do believe the people are learning very, very quickly. How do we know this? Well, we know that the people aren't going along with the Biden administration. They're not going along with the fake news because the ratings for the fake news are dropping. Even the late night shows, their ratings are dropping right now. And it's getting worse and worse for them. Trump, he put this out about late night and he said the following. Wow, those Trump-hating late night network shows are doing really bad. The worst ratings that those time slots have had in television history. Why are the untalented fools who host paid so much? Does the DNC make a contribution as a wing of the Democratic Party? They are all a total joke. Not talent, no laughs. Absolutely. And the ratings for all the late night network shows, they're dropping like a rock. Just like the fake news ratings are dropping like a rock. Remember, if you go back to the source and you cut off the private Western Central Bank where we have an unlimited credit card, and these individuals in government, the corrupt politicians, if they didn't have this, do you think all of these networks and everything that's going on right now, do you think they'd be operational with ratings dropping the way they are? No, they're being funded by these individuals. And as time goes on, they won't have this funding anymore. This is about to end. And with their ratings so low, most likely they're going to cease to exist in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is going on with Andrew Tate. Now, Andrew Tate, he was arrested in Romania and they tried to convince everyone that it's about human trafficking and everything like that. But we've come to find out that this is not really the case. And Andrew Tate, he actually put out a cryptic message on Twitter. He said, "The Matrix has attacked me, but they misunderstand. You cannot kill an idea. Hard to kill." Now, Andrew Tate was reportedly taken to the hospital for health reasons. We don't know the specifics yet. Maybe they'll be coming out very, very soon. And it's very interesting that they're going after him. Is he a threat? It's starting to seem that way. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Tommy Robinson News put this out on Telegram, that two of the alleged victims in the Tate case come out and they say they are like family with the Tates and that the Romanian police are lying on their behalf. So this whole thing is starting to fall apart. And I don't think this is going to go too well for the deep state players that are trying to push this, because I do believe the truth is going to be coming out and people are going to start to speak up and people are going to start to understand that this has nothing to do with human trafficking. This is about silencing certain individuals. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that the case against Sam Bankman-Fried is not going too well for him right now. Yes, he has a lot of connections. Yes, we know the judges, the prosecutors, and they're all the rest. They're probably involved in certain things. But we're starting to realize that as the information comes out, the case is breaking down for him because this involves a lot of different players here. Charles Gasparino put this out on Twitter and said, breaking, prosecutors are telling lawyers connected to SBF FTX fraud investigation, the case is so sprawling that it could exhaust resources of the Southern District since it includes potential bribery, campaign contribution violation, market manipulation on top of theft and fraud. And wait until they start to name names of who's involved in all this. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. And the other thing that's very interesting, remember that journalist who went out of his way to smear Matt Gaetz and Herschel Walker? Well, this Daily Beast reporter journalist who became a journalist, Roger Sullenberger, well, it seems that he has close links to the Chinese Communist Party. Before entering the corporate journalism world, Sullenberger worked as an employee for the CCP-linked drone company DJI. This company has ties to China's military and has been sanctioned by the U.S. government since 2017 for selectively targeting government and privately owned entities within the sectors to expand its ability to collect and exploit sensitive U.S. data. So this so-called journalist happily cashed checks from a company that wants to steal U.S. government and corporate data for the Chinese government. And then he did a smear job on Gaetz and Herschel Walker. And everything about Gaetz and Herschel Walker, it turns out to be fake, phony, and false. So that is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what's happening in the House right now. Now we know the control has been taken away from the deep state players. The control has been given to the Patriots. And now we're going to start to see action. Now we're going to start to see those Patriots make a move on the deep state by actually doing a real investigation, going through emails, going through documentation, and producing this information. And what we're come to find out is that Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, Ilhan Omar, they have a major reason to sweat the election of Speaker McCarthy. Why is this? Well, McCarthy has already said he'll remove Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and Schiff should not be on the Intelligence Committee. And McCarthy said that the Democrats have created a new thing where they're picking and choosing who can be on committees. Never in the history of Congress have you had the majority tell the minority who can be on a committee. But this new standard, which these Democrats have voted for, if Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the private sector, there is no reason why he should be given one to be on the Intel or Homeland Security. He will not be serving there. So all these people now are being released from those different committees. This is a complete and utter disaster for the D's. DC Drano put this out and said, breaking, House Freedom Caucus member Representative Mark Green has won the race to be chair of the Homeland Security Committee, defeating Representative Dan Crenshaw. Also, Representative Mike Rogers, who lunged at Representative Matt Gaetz, has announced he's stepping down from the House Steering Committee. Big wins right here. And then we have Missouri Rep. Jason Smith has been elected chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee over Representative Vern Buchanan. He's a great conservative fighter and another great choice for the committee chair. So we're seeing wins all over the place, and everything is starting to change right now, which is very interesting. Now, McCarthy, he faces his first test with the House rules package. And this includes to vote to cut the IRS funding, get rid of those 87,000 agents. Now, again, they can vote for that, but then it has to go to the Senate, and we have to see what the Senate's going to do, just like all other bills. And remember, Matt Gaetz was fighting for all this. Remember, the Republican rules package guarantees that these seven bills come up for vote in the House. So what are the seven bills? Well, the first one we did mention was the IRS. Get rid of the 87,000 agents. Cut the additional funding. The other bill is to authorize the Secretary of Homeland Security to turn away people crossing the border illegally. The third one, a bill that includes prohibiting the Secretary of Energy from sending petroleum products from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China. Number four, a tough on crime bill that includes amending the Omnibus Crime Control and Safe Streets Act to direct the District Attorney and Prosecutor's Office to report to the Attorney General. The fifth one is a bill to require a national instant crime background check system to notify U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and other law enforcement agencies when information surfaces that a person present in the United States illegally may be trying to obtain a firearm. Number 6, a bill to prohibit taxpayer funding abortions. Number 7, a bill to amend Title 18 United States Code to prohibit a healthcare practitioner from failing to exercise the proper degree of care in case of a child who survives an abortion or attempted abortion. So yes, the House is going to try to push all these bills, but once again, we have the Senate and then we also have Biden. But once again, what are we really concerned with? Yes, they can try to push this. Yes, they're going to show the American people that they are trying to do the right thing by reversing a lot of the things that the D's have done. But I do believe one of the most important things in the House is the investigations, because this will actually shine the spotlight on the Biden crime family and everything else that they've been doing. And we can see that Jim Jordan, he's going to chair the Weaponization of Government Committee. So this Weaponization of Government Committee will chiefly focus on four areas: the collusion between the regime and big tech, the politicization of the FBI and the Department of Justice, targeting of parents at school board meetings, and Anthony Fauci. So the investigative panel will demand emails and correspondence between the Biden administration and big tech companies. The GOP is committed to digging into the politicalization of the FBI, which not only includes the work done to discredit accurate reporting from the New York Post in the lead up to the 2020 presidential election, but the allegations of Russian election interference in the lead up to the 2016 election. And yes, this is just the beginning. This is just the start. And think about it. Think about all these investigations about Anthony Fauci, the parents, big tech, the FBI, and all the others. What do you think is coming out from Twitter right now? Doesn't it correlate to what the House is going to be investigating? Doesn't it correlate to what Durham has just done? Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Yes, it does. And this is why the characters were introduced. And this is why the people out there are starting to learn very, very quickly what has been happening here. Because if you could just tell a story and you can introduce the characters and you could do it in such a way where people go, holy crap, I can't believe this is happening, where you don't blow their minds, people start to digest it. They swallow it and they say, okay, I understand what's happening here. Is it really that bad? I mean, does it get really much worse than this, or is this it? And then you introduce a little bit more. And I do believe this is the drip, drip, drip. And this is exactly what we're seeing. Just like we're seeing the information out on the border. I mean, think about what has been happening since Biden has been living in the White House. They reversed all of Trump's policies. And now the border is a complete and utter mess. This is why Biden, Harris, didn't go down to the border. And after 2 years plus, the people are like, what the hell, man? This is an invasion. It's absolutely awful. So he had to eventually visit, because if he never visited the border and it got worse and worse and worse, as we're seeing, the country would be like, what the hell's going on here? Did he make it better or worse when he now visited the border? I think it would have been better for him if he actually visited right in the beginning. But now he waited so long, and I think Trump and the Patriots knew that he would wait so long to do this, that now they actually had to clean up the illegals from the streets. And again, this is like the cover-up. You're covering up what's really going on, and the cover-up is a lot worse now, if you really think about it. You can see the before pictures And it shows the illegals all over the streets, under the bridges. It's a complete and utter mess, garbage everywhere. And then you see the cleanup showing that this is just a photo op, that this is not real. It's an illusion that they created again. And actually, if you really go back and you really think about everything the deep state has done, everything the Federal Reserve has done, it's all about an illusion. January 6th was an illusion. Biden winning the election was an illusion. Going back to 2016, that Russia interfered with the election was an illusion. Everything that they have done to this point is their illusion. Look at the border right now. They just created another illusion. They cleaned it all up to make it look like there's nothing going on. And this is a gigantic illusion. Ryan Zavendra put this out on Twitter. He said, funny how you didn't visit this spot on the border. Now it's a bridge. There's tons of people, tents, garbage everywhere. And it's just filled with illegals all over the place. Then Project Veritas, they were in El Paso and they decided to film what was really going on in El Paso, what was really happening there. And I do believe, just like the 2020 riots where the fake news, the corrupt politicians were trying to convince everyone that nothing was going on, people saw the truth. People saw what was really going on because they could see it with their own eyes on social media. No matter how much the fake news tried to convince people that it was mostly peaceful protests or the corrupt politicians continually said it was a myth, people saw the truth and they finally had to admit it. Do we care if the fake news admits it? No, because nobody cares about them anymore. They've lost the narrative already, so it makes no difference whatsoever. Now, when Biden arrived there, there were people protesting. They were holding up signs saying impeach 46. They were saying that these illegals coming in, they're illegals. They need to be turned around. They need to be pushed back into Mexico and pushed back into their own countries. This is a complete and utter disaster for them. Irene Jackson put this out on Twitter and says, my name is Irene Jackson. I live in El Paso. I'm a Border Patrol wife. Joe Biden's visit today is a photo op and a lie. I set up the Border Security Coalition to help secure our border. Our lives here depend on it. Will you RT this and follow me to spread the word? And then we have Trump War Room on Twitter. And they decided to put out a thread about Biden's visit. And this is what it says. As Biden visits El Paso today, here are a few reminders of how he's failed to secure the border and allow the community to be devastated by illegal immigration. Illegal crossings in the El Paso sector are up 932% since 20. 106,561 encounters just in the months of October and November. Crossings in the El Paso sector during the months of October and November alone are nearly double the number of the encounters during all of 2020. October and November for the year 2023, El Paso encounters are 106,561. For year 2020, El Paso encounters are 54,396. The number of unaccompanied minor crossings in El Paso this fiscal year is up 570% compared to 2020, with 5,301 crossings so far during October and November. In the year 2022, there were 23,820 unaccompanied minors crossing at the El Paso sector, a 392% increase compared to 2020. The El Paso city government may spend $10 million this month processing and transporting recently arrived migrants, 10 times the amount spent between 2019 August of this year. A spike in migrant arrivals in El Paso this month has overwhelmed local resources and shelters, forcing hundreds of migrants to sleep on the city streets amid freezing temperatures and prompting its mayor to declare a state of emergency. Frustrated city officials report that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection is releasing migrants into the community en masse, and the city has expended $9.5 million assisting illegal aliens this year. This is why they cleaned everything up, because they didn't want the American public to see what was really going on. And this is why he didn't go down to the border in the past, because they needed a way to clean all this up. So it looks like they chose El Paso, which we see they did, and they decided, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to have a photo op to show everyone, look, I visited the border and it's fine. But once again, what happened here is he waited so long that the cover-up, the illusion that they created, is going to be far worse than the actual problem. Because what the people are seeing is that there was a major, major problem there. Illegals were everywhere. They can see it all over social media. It's not hidden. And you came down and you cleaned it up to gaslight the people into thinking there is no problems whatsoever. But the people, they see the truth. Actually, this just didn't help him. This made it a lot worse. And everything that this administration does, everything the puppet masters do, it makes it worse and worse because now the people see the truth. They see exactly what's going on. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following: there could be no excuses for what is happening on our southern border. We are like a third world nation, but worse, our country is falling apart in so many ways, other ways also. Anybody check out our airports lately? And yeah, the airlines are having a problem too. And when he says a third world nation, before they cleaned it up, and actually, if you go to all the other cities around the border, it looks just like this. When you looked at what was going on, did it not look like a third world nation? It absolutely did. And I do believe this cover-up, this illusion that they're creating, this is actually going to damage them more than anything else that they have done at the border. And now the people are going to really wake up because of this, because they're going to see what they did. They covered up their entire crime here, just like they covered up all their crimes. See, the cover-up always gets you. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, she is ready to take the Biden administration to trial in federal court over its planned expansion of the immigration parole system. So the Florida's lawsuit comes as the Biden administration expanded the federal parole system as part of its plan to expand safe, orderly, and humane processing for illegal aliens. This expansion would allow an additional 30,000 migrants from Venezuela, Haiti, Cuba, and Nicaragua to remain in the United States. Moody's office claimed the state has uncovered evidence of Biden ignoring public safety immigration laws, allowing more than 1 million unvetted, inadmissible immigrants into this interior. So it looks like Florida is fighting back, and I do believe there's a lot of states that are fighting back right now. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, because it seems that Biden now, he is in the spotlight because the House is going to be investigating what has been going on at the border. And it's going to reveal all this information to the public, and the public is going to realize, once again, we have major, major problems, and the border is not locked down, and they're allowing this to happen, and they cover it up. I mean, this is a complete and utter disaster for them. Every move they make, it's getting worse and worse. And think about what's happening with the Twitter files. As more and more Twitter files are dropped, and it's showing that all of these individuals, it's the same players, they're the ones who are behind censorship. They're violating the constitutional rights of the American people. The people are starting to learn and understand that this is all the same characters over and over and over. They have their hand in everything, and they're trying to control the narrative. I mean, think about what was just revealed about Schiff, how he was trying to censor Paul Sperry. The Biden administration was trying to censor individuals. And think about all the lies that Schiff has told. Think about the memo. Remember, Nunes put out a memo and Schiff told the opposite of what the memo actually was actually talking about. And it came out later that Nunes was right and Schiff was wrong. Schiff has been lying from the very beginning because he's part of the criminal system and he's been protecting the criminal system. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, Schiff is a sleazebag and traitor and should be prosecuted for the damage he has done to our country. And think about what's happening with Twitter right now with all the drops that are coming out. What is returning to the people right now? It is the truth. The people have regained the narrative. The people now are pushing against the propaganda and they control the truth right now. And it's getting harder and harder for the deep state players. And that's why I want to go back to post 512. This is actually January 8th, 2018. And it says the truth belongs with the people. And with Twitter, with True Social, with BitChute, with Rumble, with all the other platforms, the truth is returning to we the people. This is why the ratings for the fake news is dropping. This is why the ratings for the late night shows are dropping, because the people are learning the truth. The people are starting to understand that these individuals who were controlling the narrative and using propaganda on them, it doesn't work, because when the people wake up, this type of agenda doesn't work on a population that's awake. Because once you're awake, you can't put the people back to sleep. And once you're awake, you start to see through all of this. And it gets harder and harder for the deep state. And they're struggling right now. They're struggling all over the place. Now, what's very interesting, what we've come to learn, and actually Alex Berenson, he actually got information from Elon Musk where he dropped some Twitter files, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. And this actually turns the spotlight onto Big Pharma. And I, again, these are characters in a movie. So you need to know who all the characters are, and they're being presented one at a time. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this. And I think this is going to lead up to the Fauci files. But what we've come to find out during the pandemic, when everyone saw all these doctors out there with, you know, the syringe and the Ukrainian flag and all these things saying, oh, you must wear a mask, you must do this. Well, we come to find out that a lot of these doctors out there, they were fake. They weren't real. But they were saying all the things that people wanted to hear. They were using the pronouns. They had the nice little icons in their profiles, and it looked really good. So now we're starting to learn that there were many different doctors out there that were never doctors. So a new report from the San Francisco Standard uncovered how some of these viral influencers were clearly fake accounts. One such example was an account called Dr. Robert Honeyman. Honeyman used they-them pronouns and claimed to have lost a sister to COVID in November 2022. That tweet racked up over 43,000 likes and 4,000 retweets. Sure enough, just a month later, the account claimed that its husband was in a coma with COVID. And this was the tweet. Sad to announce that my husband has entered a coma after being in a hospital with COVID. The doctor is unsure if he will come out. This year has been the toughest of my life. Losing my sister to this virus, this is the first time in my life I don't see light at the end of the tunnel. The problem with all this is the profile picture. Well, that was fake. This was a picture of Honeyman, but it was a stock photo of an insurance professional. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Who lives in Wayne, Indiana. So this individual was completely fake, and all the stories that he was telling was fake. Another one of the fake accounts was Dr. Gerald Fisher. He displayed a rainbow, trans, Ukrainian flag, everything that they needed to do. And again, he used hashtags like wear a mask and all these things. Again, another fake doctor. How many more fake doctors you think there were? Because remember, how does the deep state work? How does Big Pharma work? How does the WHO work? How does China work? They need to convince the people that everyone is with this agenda. And the only way to do that is to have accounts, have the fake news, have the social media platforms push this to make it seem like that, yes, everyone is behind this. And you can see that they used a lot of these fake accounts, bots, and other things to push this agenda. And then the fake news reinforces it, the corrupt politicians reinforce it, then it goes out to the WHO, and you can create an entire pandemic that never really existed. But now we do have a pandemic. We have a pandemic of the vaccinated, and we're starting to see this all over the place right now. White Wabbit Warrior, and yes, it's Wabbit, not Rabbit, put out a tweet, and this is a reporter from CTV, and this is Jessica Robb. She's a reporter, and then all of a sudden, she couldn't think anymore. She couldn't speak anymore, and it looks like she was going into a seizure or something was happening, and you have to remember that these people to work in this company, I do believe they were all vaccinated. So once again, we're seeing the effects over and over and over. And from all the peer-reviewed studies and everything that we're seeing, this is getting worse and worse as time goes on. And the people, they're starting to understand what really happened here. And now we have the spotlight on Big Pharma. Remember going back in time, there was a post that said, hey, Big Pharma, you can either tell the people the truth about the cures and everything else, or you can be destroyed by your lies and your deceit and everything like that. Well, it seems that they decided to go down that route where they were going to deceive the people, they were going to make the people ill, and they weren't going to tell the people the truth. And this is going to end up destroying them in the long run. Now, Alex Berenson, he got information from Twitter, and he put out a mini thread. And this is what he says. My first Twitter files, how Scott Gottlieb, MD, a top Pfizer board member, used the same Twitter lobbyist as the White House to suppress debate on COVID vaccines, including from a fellow head of US FDA. In August 2021, Gottlieb told Todd O'Boyle, a senior manager in Twitter's public policy department, that a tweet from Dr. Gerorier claiming correctly that a natural immunity was superior to vaccine immunity was corrosive and might go viral. Twitter put a misleading tag on the tweet, preventing it from being shared. Gottlieb then went after a tweet about COVID's low risk to kids from Justin Hart. Pfizer would soon win the okay for its mRNA shots for children, so keeping parents scared was crucial. In October 2022, Scott Gottlieb claimed on Twitter and CNBC that he was not trying to suppress debates on mRNA jabs. These files prove that Gottlieb, board member at a company that has made $70 billion on the shots, did just that. Then he follows up in his Twitter thread. And let me just read some of this. Gottlieb is not just a Pfizer board member. He's one of seven members of the board executive committee and the head of its regulatory and compliance committee, which oversees compliance with laws, regulations, and internal procedures applicable to pharmaceutical sales and marketing activities. Pfizer has a long history of violating drug industry laws and ethics rules. In 2009, it agreed to pay $2.3 billion, the largest health care fraud settlement in American history, for fraudulently marketing several drugs. In 1996, it conducted a clinical trial of an antibiotic in Nigeria in which 11 children died, and which became the inspiration for John le Carré's novel, The Constant Gardener. So how will Pfizer react to the black and white proof from Twitter's records that one of its most powerful board members secretly tried to suppress debate on the mRNA jabs that had been by far its best-selling product since 2020? And will CNBC continue to let Gottlieb use it to mislead the public? So here we have Big Pharma. The spotlight has turned on them now. Here's the characters. Scott Gottlieb is the first character in this series, and people are going to start to understand and realize what Big Pharma actually did. Remember, Pfizer was trying to hold back documentation for 75 years, which would allow people to make a logical decision if I should get this vaccine or not. Because remember, these results show that this wasn't safe and effective. It shows that there are many things that can go wrong with this, and now we're starting to see the repercussions of all of this. And people are starting to realize that they have illnesses that they never had before. And we're starting to see people just suddenly pass out, suddenly die. There's very strange things happening right now. But D.S. Slopes on Twitter put this out and said, speaking of Scott Gottlieb, who was just mentioned in the Twitter files, this is a good post to remember from Dr. Zelenko on Telegram. What Rick Bright and Janet Woodcock conspired to do should never be forgotten or forgiven. And this is what Dr. Zelenko put out on Telegram. Follow the commissioners. Scott Gottlieb, former commissioner of the FDA, resigns and then goes to Pfizer to be on the board of directors. Stephen Hahn replaces Gottlieb as FDA commissioner and eventually resigns. He's now the chief medical officer for Moderna. Janet Woodcock wrongly advises Rick Bright, a fully controlled individual, that HCQ is a dangerous drug requiring EUA that should be only limited to hospitalized patients. Remember, all of the relevant clinical data at the time showed HCQ to be extremely effective in early treatment and not in hospitalized patients. Several months later, Janet Woodcock replaces Stephen Hahn as the commissioner of FDA. Is this all making sense yet? Yes, it's all the same characters. And they're just rotating around, and everyone now can see this. This is just the beginning stages. And I do believe the spotlight now is pointed to Big Pharma. It's going to be pointed to Fauci because it's all one and the same, pointing to the WHO. And now the people are going to start to learn about these cast of characters. The story is being told. The truth is getting out there. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state. Actually, in the end, when all said and done, the entire system, everything that they set up, is going to be brought down. And that is what we're witnessing. Remember, from the very beginning, we said the system has to be exposed. And it's not just a couple of individuals in DC. The system is deep and wide. You need to expose it all. You need to show how this works, how the system actually works. And this is what people are learning right now. I mean, look at Brazil right now. The people understand that Lula is an installed criminal syndicate individual in government. They know the people of Brazil did not vote for this individual. Remember, the Biden administration had a CIA operative fly down to Brazil. They had Lula released, and then all of a sudden he's running for president. He was in jail. And at the rallies, he had no one show up, almost like Biden. And now we see the people, they are protesting on the streets. And the people are very angry. Paul Sarin on True Social, and you should follow him. He does very good updates on what's going on out in Brazil. And his account is just at Paul Sarin. But this is what he says. Okay, situation is in flux. Judiciary has suspended Brasilia governor's mandate. Crooked Justice Moraes gave 24-hour military to disband the protesters' camps in front of the barracks. But when the police showed up in Brasilia to dismantle said camp, the military mobilized troops and did not authorize police entry. Apparently, I can't sleep anymore ever again. Now, the Brasilia governor was suspended in the aftermath of the Capitol riot because the people rioted the Capitol and they actually took over government buildings. And it looks very, very similar to what was happening here in the United States, where Antifa, the confidential human sources, the FBI, neo-Nazis, the Capitol Police were all in on it. So we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But QTime put this out and says, Brazilian army soldiers close access to the headquarters and stop the arrest of Bolsonarist protesters by federal district police officers. Armored vehicles transporting troops arriving at the scene. As reported by AsaNet channels, the military police cannot act without authorization within an area commanded by the army. So right here, we can see that there's a lot going on. The people are angry. The people, they didn't vote for Lula. He was installed. And Brazil, as a country, the people, by the millions, they are out there saying, we don't agree with this. They're protesting peacefully. And the people are saying, this isn't right. But here in the United States, you can see all the same cast of characters. They are now supporting Lula, just like they're supporting Zelensky in Ukraine. And I wouldn't be surprised if people start putting the Brazil flag. And you have to remember, you have the people, which is really the country, and that is Brazil, and that is the Brazil flag. And then you have Lula, which is not the country. But these cast of characters, they're not supporting the people. They're supporting Lula. So this is the tweet from Biden. I condemn the assault on democracy and on all the peaceful transfer of power in Brazil. Brazil's democratic institution have our full support, and the will of the Brazilian people must not be undermined. I look forward to continuing work with Lula. Then Adam Schiff put this out. Rioters attack government buildings in Brazil, supporting a strongman's bogus claim of election fraud. The world will suffer the consequences of Trump's terrible example for years to come. Even as we struggle to emerge from the same dark shadow, we stand with you, Brazil. So they're not standing with the people. They're standing with the criminal that's in this position. Isn't that odd? It's all democratic, but we're not standing with the people. The people are wrong. Lula is correct, but aren't these the people that voted? Don't you see millions and millions of people telling you and sending you a message peacefully that this isn't right? But what I find very interesting is the parallels that are going on right now between the United States and Brazil. Now, once again, people might say this is just a coincidence, or the Brazilian people are just copying what happened here, or maybe the deep state is actually doing this to actually put focus on what happened here in the United States and trying to merge both of these together. So the Hodge twins put this out. Brazil has their own damn shaman too. Now they have a shaman almost dressed exactly the same. But I just want to go back to Schiff's tweet. Remember what he said. The world will suffer the consequences of Trump's terrible example for years to come. So it's odd that they have the same shaman dressed almost exactly the same there. Then we have Julian's rum, and he put, this is like watching a movie, because we have people in the Capitol, and we also have people who stormed the government buildings who took over the government building. And it looks very, very similar. So is the deep, is this just a coincidence? Are the people just following this? Or is it the deep state reinforcing this and trying to use it to their benefit? Because if you listen to what Schiff says, it's starting to seem that way. So I'm sure they're going to try to use all of this now to maybe blame Trump, Bolsonaro, because now we know that AOC and the rest, they want Bolsonaro removed from the United States and sent back to Brazil. Bolsonaro, he was taken to the hospital for abdominal pain, and he's being treated right now. And if they send him back to Brazil, do you think they're going to try to imprison him? I do believe so. So when you start to look at this, isn't this what they tried to get Trump on? They said that he's the one who caused all of this. He's the one that told them to go into the Capitol and do these things. So we see the same exact thing happening in Brazil. Are they going to send him back, have him arrested, and blame him for all of this and make an example of him? I do believe that's what they're trying to do here. It might be just a coincidence. They might just be following what happened in the United States, but it seems like for some reason, the deep state might be behind all of this to make an example of Bolsonaro. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that as the people storm Congress, as the people were out there marching, they held up a banner. And the banner says, "We want the source code." So they want the source code to the machines because they're saying the machines flip the votes. That is very interesting because we know it happened here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that this whole Brunson Brothers case, it was denied by the Supreme Court. And I don't believe that this case is actually going to be going anywhere. I don't think there's enough proof. I don't think they have enough behind it. And I think this is dead in the water. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I don't think they really have a legs to stand on. Yes, are we going to get to the point where election fraud is proven? Yes, I do believe so. And I do believe we're going to see it pretty darn soon. Because if you look at how the spotlight is pointing on all different things and the cast of characters are being exposed, I do believe all of these pieces of the puzzle, they're going to start to come together. I mean, look what's happening with the Georgia grand jury. Remember, they were going after Trump, trying to make it look like he interfered in the elections, and they were going after him because of that perfect phone call. But look at the headlines that are coming out of Reuters, CNN, AP, Politico. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, "A Georgia grand jury has completed their investigation of whether Trump unlawfully sought to interfere in the state's 2020 election. It's unclear if charges will be brought, but if I had to guess, they definitely got him this time." And this is some of the headlines. Georgia grand jury probing Trump ends work. Unclear if charges are coming. Georgia special grand jury ends probe of Trump 2020 election. Georgia grand jury investigating Trump and 2020 election aftermath completes its work. So if the grand jury actually had a case, wouldn't they just release the indictment? Wouldn't they just say, okay, these are the charges? Wouldn't they want this out there? Instead, the grand jury is going to release a report to the public. Now, this doesn't mean that there aren't going to be charges, but it's very odd that they're releasing this report and a hearing will be held on January 24th to determine if it will be published. And I find this very interesting because if they had a solid case and they had all this evidence, I do believe the fake news, the puppet masters, they'd be pushing this out saying we're indicting Trump right now. Hey, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. But this is how they normally do it. They don't say, okay, let's wait for the report. Let's see what it says. They say, oh, no, we got him. He's indicted. He better get a lawyer. We're going for it. But we'll have to see how this plays out. But think about everything that has happened now, everything that the resident has done, everything the puppet masters have done. And this is what a lot of people worry about. Wow, all these people are coming to this country. Biden's destroying the economy. Look what's happening out in Ukraine. Look what's happening with Taiwan. Everything is a complete and utter disaster. But I do believe that all of this can be reversed. And I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they wanted everyone to see exactly what the deep state plans really were. Instead of talking about it, instead of saying, oh, they're going to destroy the economy, oh, they're going to open up the borders, oh, they're going to start a war, why not show the people the truth? Why not show everyone what's really going on? And I do believe this was part of the plan. Everyone now is seeing the true agenda of the deep state players and how they don't care about America. Now we have the House in position. And yes, and Trump is going to be coming up with solutions. I do believe the House is going to take those solutions and those recommendations and try to push certain bills. Now, the Senate can go along with it. Now Mitch McConnell is in the spotlight, the rhino, and he's going to have to make a decision. Now, if he decides, okay, we're going to pass these things and reverse everything that is done, well, this is going to look poorly on him. Now, if he blocks all of this, this is also going to be a problem for him. I think he's in a no-win situation at this point. Now, once again, the bill will go to Biden's desk and he can veto every single thing. So if everything continually gets worse and the House is producing resolutions where they're taking it from Trump or some of them they're coming up on their own and they keep denying and denying and denying them and the economy gets worse, the border situation gets worse, we enter some type of scare event in Ukraine or Taiwan, well, the people are going to know who's responsible for all of this, aren't they? Well, Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, Republicans can get almost everything back that the old broken crow Mitch McConnell and the real leader, China-centric Coco Chow, stupidly gave up to the Democrats over the last 2 years by simply playing tough in the upcoming debt ceiling negotiations with the right negotiator, like all of those involved the other night on both sides for Speaker. It will be a beautiful and joyous thing for the people of our country to watch. Make America great again. And yes, look what Trump is telling them to do. Use the debt ceiling for leverage. Keep the government shut down. Don't allow them to take out more money. You control the purse strings and you can actually bring them to their knees just by using this. And actually, it wouldn't be a bad thing if government was shut down. Because do we need such a big government? Are people going to really notice that much of a difference? I don't think so. But this can be used as leverage like we've never seen before. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of things pushed through and reversed. Now, will Biden go along with this? We'll have to see. Because if he does, well, he's screwed. If he doesn't, he's screwed. See, Trump, he has cornered all of these people. He's cornered McConnell. He's cornered Biden, and the people are watching this very, very carefully. And they're going to see a real debate. They're going to see something real now. And I do believe that with this leverage, a lot of the things that are out there right now can be reversed. And what happens if the House passes these bills, the Senate goes through with it, Biden signs it, and everything starts to get better? That shows that Trump can make the country better again, can actually take what we have today and make it the way it was, reverse everything. Now, on the opposite way, if they do none of these things and the country gets worse, the people are going to see that Biden, he doesn't care, the Senate doesn't care, and the House and Trump, they're giving all these solutions, but they're not taking them, and the country's getting worse and worse and worse. Once again, Trump has trapped them in all this. And the people now, because of what happened in the House, they're watching very, very closely and carefully. And the people are going to watch this and wake up. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have the leverage. They have the control. The cast of characters are being exposed. The story's being told. And in the end, all of this is going to come together. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking MultiCollagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends. plans by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com.